Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Network exists to assist you, the individual business owner, in your efforts to reach the next level of service and growth. We have some powerful resources in Chicago. Open the door to opportunity at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com. Enter. There is no charge. At chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com, we are here to network. Are you? Join us today and touch the world. Hundreds of members are waiting to connect. Chicago's Black Business Network is dedicated to the legacy of the late Mayor Harold Washington. Let us not forget his service to the city of Chicago. Welcome to Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com on Blog Talk Radio for Tuesday, March 16th, 2010. I'm Sonia Perdue, founder of CBBN and your host for this evening's show. CBBN on Blog Talk Radio is a promotional tool for the members of Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com. It's another marketing tool that enables our members to share their products and services with you, the Blog Talk Radio audience, and the world. We started this show last March. It's been a lot of work, but it's all been worth it. Currently, our organization has close to 600 members, and we're growing stronger every day. We invite each of you to join us and touch the world. Hundreds of members are waiting. Everyone who listens to our show knows that Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com and this show, CBBN, on Blog Talk Radio, are both dedicated to the memory of Harold Washington, the first black mayor of Chicago. I usually have little tidbits about Harold. I haven't done one in quite a while. I'm going to probably start again next week doing those. His life was just very interesting. You know, great men have great stories, and so do great women. It is our way of giving respect to Mr. Washington's memory and keeping his name and contributions on the minds and in the hearts of our fellow Chicagoans. For a while back there, and I'll probably start that again, I would ask our guests, our Chicagoans, about their experience with Harold Washington during the period that he was running for mayor and when he was mayor. And it was such an emotional experience. I was touched by the stories. I was very touched by the stories. And I think we're going to begin doing that again. It's very moving to hear what they feel and what they think about Harold Washington. CBB on Blog Talk Radio is on the air right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/CBBN every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. On Thursday evenings, tune into Black Wall Street USA with host Ron Carter, chairman of Black Wall Street Chicago. This Thursday's lineup includes Mr. Chuck Watts, who is the chairman of the Parrish Street Advocacy Group, otherwise historically known as Black Wall Street in Durham, North Carolina. Part of what we're doing with Black Wall Street USA is reaching out across the nation to organizations who are currently involved in a Black Wall Street initiative or who have an historical involvement relating to our prosperity before integration. Now, when others refuse us, it's just historical. When others refused us at their diners, we had our own diners. When others would not permit us to sleep in their hotels, we had our own hotels and boarding rooms. Not everywhere, but there were pockets of prosperity. When others would not permit us to go to the front door of their establishments, we had our own establishments. When others did not want us in their schools, we had our own schools. When we could not borrow from their banks, we had our own banks. We are reaching out across the nation to those who have not forgotten. And one of the reasons we were moving towards that agenda, when I talked to Chuck Watts down in Durham, I also spoke with someone named Reggie Turner, who produced the film on Tulsa, Oklahoma, Black Wall Street, the destruction there. None of these men knew each other. And in instance after instance, people are working in little pockets across the nation, repeating the same process, having the same agendas, but these people do not know each other. So that's part of our agenda for Black Wall Street USA. Also joining us for Thursday's show will be Mr. William N. Birch, candidate for alderman in the 15th Ward in Chicago. And everybody in Chicago, and probably in other parts of the area, know that politics Chicago style is something else, and that's what we're going to do on Thursday night, so that should be a great show. So join us Thursday evening and be a part of sustaining and increasing Black businesses. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. The chat room is open. Please leave your company information and website links in the chat room. Even if you're not a member of Blog Talk Radio, you should be able to pull up the chat room on our page and put your information in. Next, we want to once again thank all of our CBBN members who sponsored our marketing distribution packages or our goodie bags for the Black Wall Street Chicago Summit 11 held on February 27th at Holman Square here in Chicago. It was a great time. It was a great turnout. Be sure to watch for the announcement for the next summit. This evening, our guest will be the Homeowner's Queen. Since 1990, Diane Friday has been the Homeowner's Queen when it comes to mortgage insurance. We have a lot of questions to ask her about this mysterious line on our house bill every month called mortgage insurance. So take out your pen and paper, and don't forget to call in with your questions. Diane Friday also brought a very special guest with her this evening, and we'll tell you a little bit more about him later. What we want to do is we want to thank Ms. Khalida Kamacha Ali, former wife of Muhammad Ali, who was our guest last week. She was here to introduce her new book, Color to Learn, Old-Fashioned Values and Good Manners. And that was a good show. I had questions for Ms. Ali, but I never asked her. Because I said, welcome to the show, and Ms. Ali took off running. Okay, so she's ready for part two. We're going to do a part two. It was a great show. Listen to her viewpoint. We didn't even get a chance to really go back in the history, and that was a two-hour show. But we talked about a lot of things and really good things, feel-good things. She's really a very nice person. Miss Bobby Johnson, longtime friend of Miss Ali, who is an RN here in Chicago, a longtime activist here, founder of Race for Knowledge, which is a group for young people. She was also on the show. Bobby Johnson is also the Third Ward Committeeman. She doesn't say it a lot, but Committeeman in Chicago is a powerful position. Bobby Johnson is a good person. I want to thank her for arranging that interview and being with us this evening and sharing a lot of things with us. Our caller number is 347-326-9477. Leave your company information in the chat room. And if you'd like to speak to one of our guests, simply press the number 1. We may see your phone number up on our switchboard, but we need you to press number 1 if you would like to speak to our guest. This show is going to be an hour long unless time dictates that we go on and on and on, which I don't have a problem with, but we're going to be back right after this announcement. You're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. We support organizations like Partners in Community Building, Inc. as they contribute to building up our communities by enriching the lives of others. Partners in Community Building is a nonprofit organization, and there is no charge for their services. PICB is a HUD-certified counseling agency, and here are just a few of the services available to you in the Chicagoland area. Foreclosure prevention, there's no charge for this service. Winterization, who doesn't need their home winterized?
CETA Energy Assistance and Furnace Programs. Even if you are paying your electric and gas bill on time, you may still qualify for assistance from CETA. Home ownership counseling is available, as well as rental assistance referrals. Partners in Community Building is located at 3424 South State Street in Chicago. For additional information and to schedule an appointment, contact PICB at 312-328-0873. Call 312-328-0873 for all of your housing needs. Ms. Bobby Ball is the Executive Director of Partners in Community Building, Inc. Tell her you heard about it on CBBN on Blog Talk Radio.
We're back, and you're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Sonya Perdue, your host for this evening. That music was sounding so good, I almost forgot I was on the air. That was Sylvia Frederick singing A Friend from her recent CD, Sister Under God's Construction. Visit Sylvia's page on our site, and she has some great songs on that CD. Also, give her a call to sing at your next event. She sent me an email this week, today, as a matter of fact, and she's all over the country. Plus, she's also involved in the production of Shaping Your Minds on Channel 21 every Saturday at 4 p.m. here in Chicago. So she's working very hard, and she's doing a lot of things. Our caller number is 347-326-9477. The chat room is open. Before we go to our guest, let me just give you a little canned definition of mortgage insurance, and then we're going to turn the show over to Dan and her partner and let them break it all down for us. Mortgage insurance allows a borrower to purchase a home with a down payment as low as 3-5% of the purchase price, even less for qualified borrowers, instead of the usual 20% lenders normally require. Insurance premiums are paid by the borrower. It is also known as private mortgage insurance. That's just the little short definition. And as times have changed in the mortgage industry and the finance of homes, some of that information may be a little bit different now. But our guest this evening is Diane Friday, the homeowner's queen since 1990 when it comes to mortgage insurance. And joining us will be her partner, Bruce Cately. Ms. Friday sent us over a brief bio for Bruce, and I like what I see, and we definitely want to talk about some of these things. I highlighted a few things, I guess, because I want to accomplish these things. I've been in sales, but I'm not the master of sales. As Bruce puts it, profitable prospector for new accounts. Undaunted by no, enjoys public speaking, and is a published author. I'm working on that, Bruce. I'm working on that. We're going to ask you about these skills and these accomplishments. This list is quite long, but I want to welcome both of you to the show. Welcome to the show, Diane, and welcome to the show, Bruce. How are you this evening? I hope that you're coming through. How are you this evening?
I hear you fine, and thank you for the great introduction.
Great. Diane, how are you?
Fine. Thank you.
Good. I'm glad that you're here. Let's start with you, Dan. Let's start at the beginning so that our listening audience will know you. Tell us a little bit about Diane Friday.
Well, Diane is your next-door neighbor, your friend, and a I'm an entrepreneur and a marketer.
Okay, and you've been in this business since 1990. That's some longevity right there, Dan. What made you want to go in this particular industry?
Well, it used to be during the years, during my earlier years, I subscribed to a business opportunity magazine, and I would just thumb through them and look at the opportunities that they provided. And then all of a sudden, this particular one just caught my eye, and I said, yes, I can do it.
And you have been doing it, haven't you, since 1990.
Yes.
That's quite a while. I have a hard time doing jobs for 2 years. But anyway, the fact that I've had this show since March is amazing. I change like the wind, but obviously I enjoy it, which I do. And obviously I enjoy featuring our members because Dan Friday is a Chicago's Black Business Network member. You know, we all belong to so many networks, so many names. Yes, we do, don't we? But I try to reach out. I try to make what we do a little bit different, Bruce and Diane, with the show is number one thing. And we did have a conference call, Diane, last night. I didn't hear from you. I'm messing with her, Bruce. It's okay, Diane.
Well, you know,
it's
get
okay.
The time zone mixed up.
Is that what it is? You made the other one. That's okay. It was a good conference call. It was a good conference call. There were about 7 or 8 people on there, and we went the whole 2 hours, and they were at it. It was very good, and I hope to continue that process. But this show is important, Dan, because of the type of information that we share. The homeowner's queen when it comes to mortgage insurance. Dan, tell us what it is that you do.
Well, I locate homeowners, landowners, and business owners who are owed by the government and they don't even know it. So what I do, I hunt them down by looking in the white pages and Zaba search to find their names, numbers, and addresses. And sometimes I have to go to their neighbors to see if they know what happened to them. And then again, sometimes I visit them, I mean visit the prospect at their home. So there's different avenues of getting in contact with them.
Sound like a little detective work. Number one,
oh,
ladies,
yes.
Detective agency. Okay, over there in Durham. You're from Durham, aren't you, Diane?
No, I'm from North Carolina.
Gastonia. Oh, North Carolina. Oh,
yes,
okay.
Gastonia.
Okay, okay.
I'm 23 miles from Charlotte.
Okay. Now, Bruce, how are you involved in this industry?
Well, very luckily, I met Diane through my last position. I had been in the mortgage industry for about 10 years, and like you, I'm always amazed by someone who could hold a job more than a year. And I was the kid in kindergarten who was made to sit in the corner with his shoes off because I couldn't sit still. And I get excited very easily by exciting things. And, and I was in the mortgage industry, and anyone who's been reading the newspapers for the past 5 years will know when I say that being a mortgage broker for the last 4 or 5 years was like riding on a really nice train, drinking champagne the whole time and knowing that the bridge was gone 300 miles down the road. And we just kept driving towards that abyss. And I wound up at a call center, you know, earning a living and talking to businesses in North and South Carolina, always with the idea that I'm talking to potential companies to work for. Even in my dire straits of earning money but slowly going broke, I still believed that around the next corner was the answer, and every person I talked to sell my product, which I did diligently, I always listened and said, what kind of business are you in? What do you do? And I have to say that when I first talked to Diane, often on the telephone bill, which is what we call from, the name of the business is abbreviated, and I mistook mortgage for manufacturing. So I was asking her about her manufacturing business, and then she told me what she did. And it just so happens that I had been in the mortgage industry for 10 years, and I had been doing very similar work. It is very much like detective work and, you know, getting the paperwork right and all that. And I would say it took me about 3 seconds after talking to Diane to fully comprehend what a wonderful person she is. And about 25 seconds for me to say, this is a great opportunity, and we really need to work together. And I have to say, like hand in glove, it's been that way.
And so when did you start, Bruce? When did this connection happen?
Well, not too long ago, actually.
Okay.
A matter of fact, every day for the past week has seemed like about a year, where with everything escalating, you know, they say two brains are better than one, and this is so true because I think we validate each other even more than work well together. It's, you know, when you work by yourself, you tend to be isolated, and when you're in sales, you really are by yourself. No matter what, because you're in front of your prospect, and it's you and them, and you could be prepared, but it's just like if you're doing Shakespeare, when you walk out on the stage, that's it, it's you. And what I found was that Diane was immediately open to my past and what I've done and what I could bring to the table, and I saw right away that she was such an expert at what she was doing that it was a great opportunity for both of us to really grow together.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And it's and I'm sitting here listening to you, and it's so wonderful to hear, because I was thinking, I say he's going down the same lines we were going down last night on their conference call, and what I'm trying to get the members of CBBN to understand that you need to find that match. You need to find the person who's going to take you to the next level of your business. I need to find those people.
Yeah.
You need to look. People have profiles. I mean, we got 600 profiles on our website. And if you go to any other one, they might have 120,000. I don't know.
Right.
But people tend not to look at them and look and see what the fit is that's going to enhance their business. It's hard, like you say, sales. I did mortgages, Bruce. Loan officers are crazy. But anyway.
Yes, they are, as a group, yes.
Yes,
crazy. I was actually one of the more sane ones, and I could tell
you
that. Yeah, I could tell you that I am insane. But I was like the calming influence. But
were you really?
Oh, totally. But to talk to the point you brought up, a partnership in a business is very much like a partnership in marriage. And a good partnership, in my opinion, brings opposite skills that mesh together that can, like, I'm not a paperwork person. Most salespeople are not set paperwork people. And most paperwork people aren't really salespeople. So if you could find someone that matches your skills, where it's symbiotic, where 1 + 1 = 7, that's what you're looking for. But the bottom line, the most important thing, is absolute trust. Just like those great basketball players that'd be running down the court and do a blind pass behind their back because they know their guy's going to be there, that's how a business partner has to be. And the way I define that is my number one concern is to make sure that Diane is completely successful and happy. And from that, she'll do that for me.
And you both will be very successful. That's great. And filling in those niches are very important. Tell our listening audience, Dan, what is it that you do for them? You call me and you tell me what, Diane, that you're going to do what for me?
Well, at first, Sonia, are you standing up or sitting down?
Sitting down.
Well, great. I have some good news for you. Are you or have you lived at this or own this property at this address? And if you are, you are entitled to blah, 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 $1,600.
Okay.
Now, what I do is I will assist you in filing your claim, and with that, I will send you an agreement. And it has to be notarized so that you agree and I agree to the same terms. And if you don't agree, well, you can say no or yes. And
okay.
By you saying yes, you will have it notarized and returned to me. And from then, I can start on the process of your claim. But until you return your notarized agreement, I can't move any further. So the quicker you return your agreement to me, I can just start as soon as you get it. And then, too, you will receive your refund within 15 to 120 days. How's that sound?
That sounds real good. So in other words, I'll ask Bruce, you're telling me you're going to get me some money, Bruce?
Absolutely. I look at it as buried treasure.
We all know
that there's buried treasure. What we don't know is where to look for it. And Diane has the map. And it's as simple as that. if you know where to look, it really saves a lot of time and you really find the buried treasures for people. And being in sales, I've always looked at my goal as to help the person get what they want. In this case of sales, because it still is sales, because you have to convince someone that you're altruistically looking out for their best interest and you're going to help them get money that they deserve, which in today's day and age is, you know, a bigger hill to climb perhaps than 25 years ago with all the different ripoffs and scams. But in this case, when we contact someone, we already know that we can get them the money. And they don't. And they most likely will never know. But Diane has ways that no one else really does. I mean, people say they do, and some has the skills, but not to the level that Diane brings to the table of finding that buried treasure for people. So it's totally a win-win. And hypothetically, the government wants you to get that money back, but not that bad. So
hypothetically, they want you to get the money.
They want you to get the money, and they notify you in ways that qualify, you know, legally. But a lot of times, you know, it goes right by the person. They don't realize it. They missed the letter or whatever. So Diane pulls out her little map, and there you go. And there's buried treasure all over the country.
Everywhere, huh? Okay.
Everywhere.
You're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sonia Perdue. We're talking tonight with Diane Frieden, the homeowner's queen, regarding mortgage insurance, and her partner, Bruce Cayley. And, Bruce, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from lovely Maine.
Lovely Maine. Okay.
Yeah. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, and I'm in Chicago, and Diana's in North Carolina, which is all over. And isn't the internet just wonderful? But this is what we do. We share this information, Bruce, and it's never enough. It has to be repeated and repeated, because some people we don't have millions of listeners yet, Bruce. But people, we do have listeners. We have a lot of hits in the archive. We have more hits in the archive than we do regular listeners. Black Wall Street on Thursday has more listeners, but we get good hits in our archive. So people will listen to this and they will hear what you're saying about their mortgage insurance, about the assistance that you can give them, but they won't hear it like the first time.
Sure.
Just like they say, they won't even pay attention to the letter the first time. Even understand it or believe it. It could be a fraud, it's junk. Who knows? Could never get to them. You know, they moved anyway. They sold that house anyway. And Dan, let me ask you, is that what the requirement is? If they sold a previous house, they may have an entitlement? Is that how it goes?
Wait a minute. Say that again. Someone's calling.
Okay.
Go ahead.
If I'm entitled to this buried treasure because I sold the house, or could I still be living in that house and be entitled to that buried treasure?
That's absolutely true.
Either or? Even if
either
I'm still
or.
Living there? Either
yeah.
or? Great.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're sitting in their house right now having great difficulty, and they don't know they have this money.
Right.
Correct.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, Bruce, let me ask you, when you haven't been partnered with Diane that long, I have that impression. So when you start making these calls, what type of response were you getting when you called to share this with them?
You know, the response you get is the same with really selling any product, because there's always a little doubt, there's always a little hesitation. And what I've learned in sales in general is in the first 3 seconds, that's when you earn the next 30 seconds with that person. And that next 30 seconds gets you the next 2 minutes. The whole idea is to build the trust in yourself, even before you start selling. Because if you just said to someone, hello, I got money for you, it's going to be click. And there's a whole bell curve of how people react. And the skill in the sales end is to beam with that particular person. You know, you could have someone who you say, hey, I could get you money. And they say, great, do whatever you have to do. And, you know, and then they're so happy to pay you when you're done. And then there are some who you could never convince in a million years that that you can help them, or even that they have money, or it's not a scam. So you try to you want to help everyone, and you can't. And but I always like the challenge of getting with that person and having them see. I describe it as when you're doing a presentation, a sales presentation, someone's sitting on one side of the desk and someone's on the other. I always pull my chair alongside that desk, so we're working together on an issue, whether it's buying a diamond or a computer or trusting someone to do, you know, this tracer work. So the responses are as different as people, as different as their experiences are, you know. They might have just been praying that money comes from heaven, and then the phone rings and it's you.
And sometimes that happens too. I'm waiting right now. I hope this call, somebody's calling me while I'm on the show. I hope that call is a penny from heaven, but because they're not listening to the show, they're calling me. And it happens all the time. It's so strange.
Absolutely. And you know. Again, I keep going back to sales because every time I've been in sales, I always explain that it doesn't matter what you're selling. Sales is always the same. You have to connect. People buy from who they trust, and they trust their friend. So you want to become their friend as rapidly as possible. And at the same time, answer their questions, be with them, and such like that. But the whole thing is to establish the trust, and not to overpromise, and then to deliver what you say.
Okay. We're going to do this. We're going to go to a little break, and then when we come back, Diane and Bruce, this is what I'd like to do. You have an opportunity for other people to do this. I'd like to talk about that a little bit. Diane and I talked about that a lot the other day, but I'd like for you all to share that with our listeners, Diane. And then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about some of the things that Bruce is doing, what he's published about his sales training background and that type of thing. You're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sonia Perdue. We'll be right back with our guest, Diane Friday, the homeowner's queen, and her partner, Bruce Cayley, right after this break. We appreciate you joining us.
The best me I can be. Who am I?
We're back, and you're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Sonya Perdue, your host for this evening. That song you heard after the break was Who Am I, sung by CBBN member Sumika. Sumika is a native of Louisiana, and this is her freshman album entitled Sumika, Who Am I, I'm Me. You know I'm old times. They call them CDs now, don't they? We're always looking for new music from our members. Just drop me an email on the site and send me an MP3 of your music, and we'll be happy to feature you right here on CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. Also, we want you to know that the South Street Journal has a special offer for all of our listeners on CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. Place an ad with the South Street Journal in Chicago between now and March 31st and receive 10 free MP3 commercial ad announcements on an upcoming segment of Black Wall Street USA, which airs right here on Thursdays. Once again, place an ad with the South Street Journal between now and March 31st, and you will receive 10 free MP3 ad commercials on an upcoming show. That permits full coverage for your product or service in both the print media and to our internet audience. What a great deal. You can place your ad by calling the South Street Journal at 312-624-8351, 312-624-8351. Tell Ron Carter over there that we sent you, CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. Our calling number is 347-326-9477. We're going to go back to our guest, Diane Friday, and her partner, Bruce Cayley. And I just want to say what usually our guests do not know. Number one, we get a lot of hits in our archives. And number two, when I send out my email blast, anything related, I'm talking about mortgages on the email blast, then links regarding that goes in, and that always increases the link. What I would like for you to do, Diane, is tell us your contact information, so that it will remain in this show. How can you be contacted to find out additional information about this service?
You can call me at 704-865-2144. My email addresses are DianeFriday54@gmail.com and also Diane.Friday@hotmail.com, and always put in the subject line mortgage.
Okay, you answer that quickly, won't you?
Yes.
Now,
my name is spelled DianeFriday.
Okay.
Or they can contact Bruce.
That's
Bruce,
right.
How can they contact you?
Well, I'm simply BruceCayley@gmail.com, and that's Bruce like Bruce and K-A-L-E-Y. So it's BruceCayley@gmail.com.
That's great. And before we leave, we want you to say that again for our listeners.
Sure.
And let's talk about what you do, Bruce. Talk about this. Okay, let's talk about the book. People love to talk about that book. I got a book. I'm going to talk about it one day. But let's talk about the book. You have a book published?
Well, actually, I wrote a book on sales called The Push, and I'm attempting to get it published. But I've written many, many articles for newspapers and magazines, and I'm actually currently writing a screenplay. So I've been published up in Maine and in science fiction magazines, actually. I've written under my name of Bruce Cayley. I moved to Maine, really, to write. I grew up in the jewelry industry in New York, and my dad owned 3 jewelry companies in my family. And I came to Maine once on vacation, and I fell in love with it. And I decided to move up here because my goal was to be a full-time writer of novels. And 3 children, and you know you know how things get away from you. But
yes,
throughout, you know, I have taken the time to write. I've written a lot of outlines and worked on them. And what I decided was, to do anything, you have to start, because an idea is like from the heavens, but it takes man to bring it into reality. And I just sat down one day while I was working in a job, actually for a company out of Chicago, Lawson Products. It's a very large nut and bolt company, had a subsidiary called Drummond American. And it was an outside sales job. And one day I just sat down at a beautiful covered bridge here in Maine, and I wrote 9 articles. I wrote 27 pages on 9 different topics about people coming up to visit and such like that. And then I walked into the editor's office of the local newspaper, the Bangor Daily News, and I pitched them my articles, and they published 6 of them right off the bat. And there I was. Instead of dreaming of being something, I made it happen. And
absolutely.
And it's an amazing thing, you know. You could wait or you could do it. And if you go out and do it, you're going to make some mistakes. But you know what? You also don't know all the reasons why it can never happen. I was told later that what I did was ridiculous. But the first time I saw my name in print, I said, I am a writer, and I'm going to keep growing from that. And I have grown from that. And so it's been a wonderful experience. I wish I had a book on the shelf that I could tell everyone to go out and buy, but it's not that way. It's not that way.
But that's great. There's different the human beings are full of words. We get all these words in us,
yes.
And most of them never reach publications or papers or are never even said. We're full of all of this. We're full
yes.
of all of it, and
yes.
we're trying to get it all out. I have those aspirations too, and I know exactly what you're saying. You are, and I read that this week. I'm always on the same wavelength with these people that I'm talking to. You are a writer, or you're not. Say you're a writer and
yeah.
go ahead and write. I mean, they keep saying that to me, and I keep trying to do it. And but I'm close to finishing my book. I'm very close to finishing it.
You know,
but,
it's really great to write. It's very hard. It seems like very easy. But it's really hard. But there's so many places that are begging for people's writings, like local newspapers, and that is a way to start. It's, you know, the path of least resistance as far as that goes. And I guess my greatest accomplishment in writing was that I got a call from a total stranger who was a head legal assistant at a giant law firm here in Maine, and said that she read one of my articles, and she won legal assistant of the year for the whole country, and she needed someone to interview her and write an article about her. And,
wow.
And it was totally out of the blue, and I went and interviewed her, and I wrote up the article, and it got published in a national magazine just like that. So, you know, there's luck, and, you know, I find the harder you work, the luckier you get.
Because people have to know that you're there. They have to know that you're there. If
yeah.
they don't, she would never,
exactly.
how would she couldn't ask you if she didn't know you were there if you wasn't writing anything. That's great. That's
exactly.
Great.
Exactly.
And what type of public speaking do you do, Bruce?
Well, I happen to be the highest trained diamond expert of any degree that's offered. When I was working for my dad, I had graduated college with a business degree, and I really didn't know what I wanted to do. It seemed obvious to go into the family business, but I really wanted to see what I could do. And I went to school for gemology. And I became a diamond and colored stone expert. I'm a graduate gemologist, which is the highest degree offered by the Gemological Institute of America. And I'm saluting as I say that. And I found that I was missing the fear gene. And I was not. I found out that people didn't like public speaking. But as you could probably tell, I do like to talk. And I feel that, like you were saying, the things I have to say are important and everyone should hear them. So I sought out experiences like Kiwanis and other organizations where I could go and do an hour talk, have a free lunch, and do some business because people got to know me. So that led to doing a lot of television spots because Valentine's Day and Christmas, I would call up TV stations and say, hey, would you like to have an expert on diamonds come down before Valentine's to talk about buying a diamond? They would say, sure. So I was very much a self-promoter by my writing and by my public speaking. And with mortgages, too. Very often, I would do public speaking for large groups of real estate agents. And not about my company, but I gave them value. And that's part of the trick. You know, if you're totally self-promoting, it's like everyone knows it. They see it and they smell it. But if you add value to someone's life by sharing your knowledge, they're going to come back for more.
Absolutely. Diane, in these last few minutes, I want you to tell us about the opportunity that you are offering through your company.
Well, first I would like to say, you see why I love this guy. He is the talker, and I am the listener.
Okay, and it works.
Okay, what I the opportunity is people, well, you get to learn what we do and how we do it, and I take you by the hand and I guide you and show you the ropes, and if you have a question, I'm here 24/7 if you should have a question. And then this way you can try it before you buy it. And then if you don't like doing it, you don't have to buy it, and it's a 30-day offer.
Okay. So in other words, you're offering our audience and our Chicago's Black Business Network members and the whole world, really, an opportunity to learn what you do for 30 days.
Right. You make the money, I mean, one contact will enable you to pay the $40.
How can someone turn that down?
They really can't. And then, too, it's something to fall back on,
mm-hmm,
if you should lose your job or,
okay,
or I'm full of information. But that's part of being a network marketer.
Okay.
And I have...
You're full of information. Okay, that's,
mm-hmm,
good. Okay,
and
that's great.
And so that's part of my marketing skills. But I can't see why anybody would turn it down.
I can't. Because, well, I'm pretty much like Bruce. I go through a lot of different things, This is how I am, Bruce. People start talking about what they do, and I say, yeah, I did that. I probably did it 2 months. I said, oh, yeah,
right.
I did that. I know how to do that. That's me, Bruce.
Yes, I just tell people now I'm in sales.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, that's really what it is.
But this is what I want to help you do. I'm going to try and work with you, too. I'm just trying to clear some things out because, as I told Diane, you know, people call me all week, Diane. And we talked about this probably a year ago or 2 years ago when you first came to the site. And
right.
I said, yeah, I'll try it. I'll do it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it sounded like a good idea then. It sounded like a good idea then. Then we talked again this week. And I understand what you said then. But you go on down the line. It's amazing. Well, no, it's not. How many calls I get? I get so many calls, and people are selling a lot of different things. And I can, you know, decipher the difference as to what I want to do and what I do not want to do. And I can say no to a lot of things. I can say no, Bruce. I can say no to a lot of things. But I do like what it is that you're offering. I like the fact that you offered to show me how to do it for 30 days. I mean, I don't have an issue with that,
mm-hmm,
because I figure I should be able to make a sale in 30 days. If not, then something's wrong with me or somebody, something wrong somewhere, okay? So I'm willing to give that a try. I don't have a problem with that. I just need to, you know, get through a few obstacles because it's another income stream. If I go get insurance,
yeah.
People like I do this, I do that. It's an income stream. And depending and the fact that the person gets to take a look for 30 days, you get to look at it for 30 days and make a decision and work through it and see if it works for you. Okay. I'm going to.
Yeah. Not only that, I give you a list of names that are in your state. So how hard is that? I mean,
right.
They're living in your state, so it shouldn't be that hard to locate them.
You give them that jump start. You give them that jump start. Plus, you give them all that experience from 1990 to now. That's a lot said right there, Diane. We're talking to Diane Friday, the homeowner's queen, regarding mortgage insurance, and her partner, Bruce Cayley. Diane and Bruce, why don't you give your contact information again as we close out this show?
Go ahead, Diane.
Okay, Diane.Friday@hotmail.com or DianeFriday54@gmail.com. At 704-865-2144.
And I'm Bruce Cayley at gmail.com. That's BRUCEKALEY at gmail.com. And if I could just say hello to my Chicago friends from Drummond, if that's okay.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
All right. Hi, guys.
That's
where that's I really
great.
Learned how to sell, I have to say.
That's great. That's great. Send them the link to the show. That's how we grow.
Okay.
Now, this is one of the reasons why I like this show. It's one of the reasons why I do the conference calls. When people, I learn so much. I met a gym maker. An expert in gyms. I don't recall meeting someone who was an expert, not the top in the nation, Bruce. Now I know. If there's ever a question, I know where to go. You know,
absolutely.
But that's why an expert on mortgage insurance. I know where to go. That's one of the reasons why I like the type of networking that we do at ChicagoBlackBusinessNetwork.com, because I get to meet my 6 degrees is just. It's just phenomenal. I don't tell anybody what it is, but it's just almost scary. It's touching all over everywhere, and it's growing. I get phone calls, and it's just amazing. But I really enjoy meeting you, Bruce, and I hope that we can talk again and maybe on some, you know, very specific things and on this again. That would be great. That would be absolutely great. I enjoy having people back. And, Dan, I want to thank you. It took us a while to get to this point. We had to go around and around and around, but it's a reason for us coming to this point. I always believe in those type of things. And I want to thank you for taking the time to join us on the conference call last week, Dan, and for being here this evening and for bringing Bruce in with us. I really appreciate it, Dan. And we're going to talk very, very soon about this opportunity. I appreciate
it, Dan.
Well,
thank you, Sonia and Bruce.
Well, absolutely.
And I look forward to hearing from you.
Okay.
Absolutely. Have a good evening.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Chicago's Black Business Network on Blog Talk Radio. That was Dan Friday, the homeowner's queen, and her partner, Bruce Cayley. And we'll be back on Thursday with Black Wall Street USA. Our guest will be Wim H. Birch. He's running for alderman in the 15th Ward here in Chicago. And Chuck Waltz. Parish Advocacy Program down there in Durham, North Carolina. In closing, persistence is the act of continually pursuing something in spite of obstacles. Let me repeat that for you. In closing, persistence is the act of continually pursuing something in spite of obstacles. Do what you love, do it with the one you love, have a great life, and listen to us on Blog Talk Radio Tuesday and Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Have a great evening, everyone.